Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Pretty Much Podcasting, your how-to guide to pretty much living. I'm Nikayla Tanise, your lovely host and your new audit bestie. Today is Monday, April 22nd, and for everyone else, it is a regular day. But for me, it's one of my least favorite days of the year. It's one of my heavy days that I've tried to make lighter over the years. This time 4 years ago, I lost my grandfather to cancer. And those who know me or learning me knows how much of an impact my grandfather had on my life and how much I love him. There's not really enough words in the dictionary for me to explain how much love he's had and how much he's poured into me. Losing him was definitely a blow that I couldn't stay on my 2 feet to endure. But regardless of the fall, I was able to stand back up and move forward. So in today's episode, we'll be talking about grieving forward and what that may look like for most of us. But bear with me because this topic is very sensitive to my heart. And I may have moments where you may hear me pause a lot. Or I may say, and I was never too speechless of certain topics, but this topic is one of them where I do have to have long pauses or moments to regroup. So extend a little bit of grace on my end. So it's been 4 years, and within those 4 years, I've moved forward with grief. I moved forward knowing that this was now my reality, that the thought of him on this earth with me will not be in this lifetime, that I will move forward in age while he stays the same age. And while I set out new memories, he will not be a part of them physically. Now, did I learn to smile when the thought of him came? Yes. Did I learn to set out goals he'd love for me to conquer? Of course. But do I still cry like he died this morning? Absolutely. Will I manage and continue to move forward? Yes, but in due time. Understanding grief is to understand that grief isn't linear. My cousin Jaikini, who I admire so much, she speaks of things in life so effortlessly. So if you're listening, Jaikini, I love you. I have to tell the world about you because you're just so amazing. The day my grandfather passed away, it was overbearing. And I remember walking down through our neighborhood because I just needed a moment to myself to grasp the reality that I was now living. And she was driving up the street and she saw me and stopped the car in the middle of the street, and she got out and she just grabbed me and hugged me. And I remember crying on her shoulder. And I remember she says, "Grief is a roller coaster and you will have your highs and your lows. Some days it will be high with emotion, and some days it'll be low. You'll be okay." She was exactly right. So let's deep dive into a few of my tips I want to give you and that I learned throughout my 4 years since losing my grandfather. My first tip is to accept your grief and allow yourself to feel. Lately, I noticed that everyone says this, and if it starts to sound cliche, know that it's very true, because holding something in or not wanting to accept that this is now your reality is what's going to stop you from grieving forward. It's okay to feel it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because it's not easy losing someone close to you. And remember that grief has no expiration date. Grieving takes patience, so you have to give yourself time to grieve. You should not have a timer placed on your grief. You'll be setting yourself up for failure. Losing someone you love can change your world in all realms of your life. So there's no right or wrong way to mourn. you know, I had to do my research because I wanted to make sure that my tips were effective for both me and you, because I am still grieving for it, and so are you. But I've read that finding meaning in life after loss can help you adapt to change, and connecting to those things that are most important, which is the relationship with the person who's died, could help you coexist with the pain of grief. And I can definitely say that that was something I did and still do to this day. I yearn to hear stories of my pawpaw when I come home, and I love sitting with my dad and listening to him reenact funny moments that perfectly describe my grandpa. I love how my dad talks so highly of him, and I love when he tells me stories that made my grandpa who he was. I enjoy creating playlists of my grandpa's favorite songs when I'm feeling low, and I listen to them even when I'm feeling high. I watch our favorite movies we would watch together. I watch them over and over again for the sheer thought that once upon a time, we shared the same exact moments together in time. And with that being said, my next tip is this. A person never really dies until they're thought about for the last time. So for all my Disney watchers, hey, if you watch Coco, you know Mama Coco dad, Hector, was in the afterlife, still alive years after, because Mama Coco never forgot about her father, not until she began to forget herself because of old age. Did I draw this from a childhood movie? Yes, I did. But is it very much true? Absolutely. A person never really dies until they're thought about for the last time. It has been, again, 4 years. The number four is very important. And I speak so deeply of my grandpa. I can still hear his honey, loving voice. I can still remember the sound of his laughter. He lives on in me, and I take pride in just that thought, and so should you. I even have watched my family and friends talk of their loved ones and into existence because they did exist. They graced this earth. They left a mark on you and your life. And even if they're not here with us anymore, who's to say they can't touch others' lives through you? I used to wish that others could experience my grandfather the way that I did, but now I smile knowing that the stories that I tell others allow them to experience him, but just in a different light. He's never truly gone, and I rest at night knowing I got to experience him, and those around me can still experience him, just in a different light. My next tip, which I've touched on in the first tip, is that it takes time. Not time to move on, but time to navigate. Time to move forward in grief. It took me 4 years to come to the standpoint that I'm at now. And I still have ways to go, but I do remember my thoughts that I had, and most of them used to consist of, where did he go? How will I live without my grandpa? My grandpa was a father to me, and he was my superhero. And he was the man that I looked to for so many answers. I remember watching him decline, and every visit took something from me. And the day of April 22nd of 2020 was the day of silence for me. I couldn't hear him anymore. I could only hear my cries. I remember I wrote a poem, and I would say this poem that I read at his funeral, and I said, we stood over the land watching the sunset, but somewhere in my poem, I ended it by saying, now I stand watching over the land, watching the sunset, but you're not there anymore. And it's so crazy because I still think about that, like times that I would spend time with him, that I can't do that anymore. And yes, it's been 4 years, but it still rocks me heavy to my core to know that I can't be with him physically anymore. And I can definitely say that I am not the same girl I was when he was here. And he did take a piece of me when he left this earth. But as we grow and move forward, you have to know you'll never be the same version you were, because you're growing. And that's okay. Grief can be exhausting, but you can handle it, even if it feels like you can't. We can only learn about our capacity to handle things by moving through them in time. As we wrap up this sweet episode of Pretty Much Podcasting, remember that grieving forward is not about leaving our past behind or our loved ones, but rather embracing it as it is a part of who we are in our story. It is okay to mourn, to feel, and to seek support from those around us and to those whose friends or family are going through the loss of a loved one. Please continue to support and lean on one another. If you want to keep the conversation going or share your Pretty Much moments, find me on social media at Pretty Much Podcasting and NikaylaXO on Instagram. I'd love to hear your stories, your struggles, and of course, your triumphs. Remember, life is pretty much a journey best shared. So thank you for sharing a piece of your day with me. Until next time, may we continue to grieve forward as we find strength in our vulnerability and love in our healing. I'm sending you all the love. This is Nikayla Tanise signing off. Bye.